Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hello, everyone. I'm Liliana.
And today, Liliana and I are going to talk about cowboy boots in this movie lesson.
Yay, cowboys.
All right, so we're talking about cowboy boots.
I love cowboy boots. I love them.
Do you like the way guys look in cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Are you serious? I love them.
Why?
They look so masculine and so fashionable.
Fashionable? Really? Cowboy boots?
Yeah. It's just a shame that they use all these animals.
We're talking about two different types of cowboys. You have Mexican cowboy style, and then you also have American, kind of maybe like...
I like both.
Texas. Oh, really? You like both?
Yeah.
So you like them macho Marlboro man?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. All right. So we're talking about cowboy boots once again. And as Liliana said, you have some different types of skin that are used. So that's, I think, one of our key words.
Yes. Actually, we're going to talk about piel.
Piel. Very good. And piel is the word for skin. Mm-hmm. So it could be, you know, the skin on your body or even the type of skin for the animal that we're going to use to make these boots.
Yeah, in this case, it would be the leather.
Leather. That's right. All right. So let's listen to our dialogue and we'll be right back to translate it all.
Dialogue, first time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
No, las de cocodrilo.
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Más de 60.
Es ridículo.
Second time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
No, las de cocodrilo.
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Más de 60.
Es ridículo.
Third time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
No, las de cocodrilo.
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Más de 60.
Es ridículo.
All right, we're back. So now let's translate this one line at a time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
I'm going to put on my cowboy boots.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
I'm gonna wear my cowboy boots.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras. ¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
Which ones? The ostrich skin ones?
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
Which ones? The ostrich leather ones?
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz? No, las de cocodrilo.
Nope, the crocodile ones.
No, las de cocodrilo.
No, the crocodile leather ones.
No, las de cocodrilo. ¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
How many pairs of boots do you have?
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
How many pairs of boots do you have?
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes? Más de 60.
Over 60.
Más de 60.
Over 60.
Más de 60. Es ridículo.
That's ridiculous.
Es ridículo.
That's ridiculous.
Es ridículo.
All right, so I think it is a little bit excessive to have over 60 pairs of boots, but I know you have over 60 pairs of shoes.
What? Don't look at me.
All right, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. This is actually a very good line to learn a little bit about the future tense and how we structure it.
Well, it's not the future tense. It's just making a reference to the future in a way.
That's right. So it's like the immediate future.
Exactly. Me voy a poner. Okay? Me voy a poner. Me, it means me to myself. Like, I am going to put on my cowboy boots. So you have the structure there. Ir. Más a, más infinitivo.
So we have the verb ir, and in the sentence we see voy, which means going to. Now, if you have it by itself, ir is go.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when we're making reference to the future tense, when we're making reference to the immediate future, voy a, which means going to. And then we have, as you said, the verb in the infinite.
Poner. Right?
Which is to wear. To mm-hmm. wear.
Poner.
So I'm going to wear my cowboy boots.
Botas vaqueras.
Cowboy boots. So just regular boots would be?
Botas.
Botas. And then obviously a cowboy is?
Vaquero.
Vaquero. And now why do we say vaqueras if cowboy is masculine?
And vaqueras is because boots, it's feminine.
Uh-huh.
Las botas.
Botas, okay. So this is why we're using the feminine, botas vaqueras. And you actually do have the word vaquera, which is cowgirl.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So very easy way to see that future reference structure. We have the verb ir plus a, or a, plus the verb in infinite. Voy a comer, I'm going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what do we have?
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
So cuáles is which ones, right? Which ones? Because we are already talking about the boots.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't say the ostrich leather boots, so we just say las, which again, we're making reference to las botas. And then we have our keyword there, piel, and we have the animal, ostrich.
Avestruz.
Avestruz, ostrich. And then he answers by saying, no, I'm not wearing the ostrich leather boots, I'm wearing the crocodile ones, but he doesn't make all the reference about boots and everything. He says, no, las de cocodrilo.
Yes, as we mentioned before, we said that botas, it's feminine. So that's why it's making reference to by saying las, okay? Las de cocodrilo.
And if you heard the translation, I always mentioned the ones, the ostrich skin ones or the crocodile ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we're saying when we use las, right? I'm not saying boots anymore. I'm just saying the ones of a certain material or whatever. And of course, that's the animal, another animal here, crocodile.
Cocodrilo.
Cocodrilo. Okay. And then a very simple question. How many pairs of boots do you have?
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Mm-hmm. So how many pairs of boots do you have? So cuántos is how many. We have the word pairs there, pares.
Pares.
Pares. And of course here, pares is plural because we're asking how many pairs of boots do you have. But in the singular, it would be?
Par.
Par. So maybe you say, I have one pair of boots.
Tengo un par de botas.
Okay. But of course, since we're asking how many, we can't use the singular. Remember this. We always use the plural form. If I ask you, how old are you? You say,
¿cuántos años tienes?
Exactly. So we always use the plural when we're asking cuántos. Okay. And of course, we end with the verb tener, which is to have.
Yes, you have. Tú tienes.
Tú tienes. Okay. And he says over 60 or more than 60.
Más de 60.
So it's, you can literally translate it and you have más, which is more of or more than 60.
60.
Okay, 60. Now, can you pronounce 60 and 70 for us?
60, 70.
Uh-huh. It's kind of confusing. Remember that one has a T and you can emphasize a little bit more on the T in order to avoid confusion. And then we say, that's ridiculous.
Es ridículo.
Ridiculous, okay? Es ridículo. We can say eso es ridículo also, right?
Yeah, you could also say it.
All right. Yeah, 60 pairs of boots, it's kind of ridiculous, but let's review everything. Let's listen to the dialogue one last time.
Dialogue, first time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
No, las de cocodrilo.
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Más de 60.
Es ridículo.
Second time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
No, las de cocodrilo.
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Más de 60.
Es ridículo.
Third time.
Me voy a poner mis botas vaqueras.
¿Cuáles? ¿Las de piel de avestruz?
No, las de cocodrilo.
¿Cuántos pares de botas tienes?
Más de 60.
Es ridículo.
All right, we're back. So talking about boots, you say you love boots. I heard that your town is one of the main manufacturers or producers of cowboy boots.
Yeah, all the north part of Mexico, they have amazing boots. And they have every color possible.
Really?
They have pink, white,
really?
Blue.
And what type of leather is it or what type of
piel? They use all kind.
Really?
Yeah, all kind of leather. But I think I know that, you know, piel de avestruz, it's quite expensive.
Ostrich skin. I've never really seen anything made of ostrich skin.
Yeah,
before,
they have like dots. Leather. It's and also obviously the cocodrilo is also expensive. Mm-hmm. But I think they started to ban that, or I don't really know.
Oh really?
But I really like to go downtown of my city, and there's one shop after another, one shop after another. Amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then you see the ones, the small ones for kids. It's so cute.
Little kids also wear little boots.
Of course. Of course.
And so how many pairs of boots do you have?
I'm not going to answer that. I love boots. I love boots.
So we can just assume that the dialogue is based on real life events.
Yeah, that's actually what people tell me. It's ridiculo. It's ridiculo. No, I'm kidding. I don't have over 60, obviously, but I love boots.
You love boots.
Yeah.
Do you like what? Because guys, when they wear these types of boots, you can wear them obviously with jeans. Do you wear them over or under? Which one is looks better for you?
With cowboy?
Yeah.
Nah, under the jeans.
Under the jeans. Okay.
Yeah, over. Have you watched How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Do you remember when Ted puts on the red boots and he's like, "I can pull off red boots."
Right.
You can pull off red boots, but only if you put it under your
pants.
Jeans. Yeah, your pants. If you're a girl, you can put it with a skirt and it looks amazing.
Yeah. What about a guy with shorts and boots?
No. Like the cowboy guy from New York.
Yeah, like the naked guitar cowboy.
Yeah, well, if you have that body, maybe, but you still look ridiculous.
All right, so a very interesting topic. Cowboy boots, obviously, they're very fashionable, but I must say they're very uncomfortable also for prolonged periods
really?
Of time. For me,
Well, I think it can be, you have to get used to it.
Yeah.
It's like anything else, like high heels or whatever. You need to get used to it. But good boots, like, they're very comfortable.
Mm.
But they're expensive. Yeah. Well, you can buy any kind, but right now it's kind of expensive. Maybe you can tell us your experience with them.
Yeah, sure. And if maybe you own a pair of boots, maybe you like the look, the Marlboro Man cowboy kind of hat boots look. And of course, if you have any questions on the grammar or the explanation, you could also find us there at SpanishPod.com.
See you next time.
Bye, guys.